Dani Place is a singer-songwriter based in Nashville by way of New York City. She's been writing music since she was 12 and has been making a name for herself through her thought-provoking lyricism and captivating performances. Dani released her first single, Hold Me, earlier this summer, and her second single, Lilac Lonesome Blues, in August as she gears up to release her upcoming six-song EP, Wake of Smoke. She was a finalist in the 2020 Lyrics on the Lake songwriting competition. Dani's a young, multifaceted artist who's quickly making a name for herself in the industry. I spoke with her recently about her new album, her inspiration for the two songs released over the summer, and what the near future looks like for her. Hey, Dani Place, welcome to The Sauce.
Hi, thank you for having me.
It's such a pleasure to have you. Now, you are a young artist who started at a very young age. It says in your bio that you are a singer-songwriter who started writing music when you were 12 years old.
Yeah, I think I was writing music before I even knew I was writing music.
Before you even knew you were writing music.
Yeah. When I was a kid, like 6 years old, I always talk to myself in rhyme, and I would say I still do that. But I come from a family of engineers, and so I didn't have much musical influence growing up. It was kind of something I always did and never thought much of it. But I started piano lessons when I was in first grade and did that for a couple of years. And eventually my piano teacher quit on me because I'm a very unconventional learner.
That's okay.
Which is wild because she continued to teach my sister.
Oh,
but,
wow.
You know, it all worked out because I started to hear music on guitar, but I didn't know how to learn. Like, I didn't know how to play guitar. And there was a really amazing artist, singer-songwriter in the next town over named Luke Brindley. And he really cultivated me as a singer-songwriter. And he would try to teach me like a song, and I would just write a new song out of the chords I learned. And every week I was writing a new song with him.
Yeah. All right. So you got all the right brain in the family, all the creative brain, right? Yeah. And the ability to just hear the music all at once.
Yeah.
That is a really amazing thing. I mean, to just kind of be born with it out of nowhere. Is there any gene in your family? Like, I come from a family of musicians, generations of musicians. Is there anything outside of your sort of immediate family of engineers?
My grandfather on my dad's side, he plays piano, but he's an engineer. You know, he just plays piano. He plays it very mathematically.
Oh yeah. Okay. I could see that actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. I could see that being logical, playing a piano from a mathematical perspective for sure.
Yeah. You find like a lot of people in finance are also really talented musicians because it is a lot of counting.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I think that's really fabulous. Now, you released your first single called Hold Me earlier this summer of 2021. Is that an autobiographical story?
You know, when I write, it's usually from multiple angles, and I see them all at once, and sometimes they're on parallel tracks. Hold Me was interesting. That was the first song I wrote in this like most recent wave of music that I was like, this song is beyond myself. Like, I feel like this could really help people and artists. And it is partly autobiographical. I do travel a lot. And I think, you know, what people don't talk about is the sacrifice of success. And being on the road all the time means you're lonely a lot. And I mean, I was going through a period of, I would say, about 6 months, and I'd be home maybe 5 days out of the month. And so, you know, it doesn't make for a great social life or anything. And I really turned to music. And so Hold Me was the first song I wrote in this way where I'm like, I have to record this. I can write music for me, but this is for everyone else.
That's beautiful. Isn't that something, how, you know, you can be the artist, the singer, the performer, and everybody wants to be, you know, everyone wants the attention of the singer, the performer, everybody wants, you know, the band members, and
you know, the band members usually wind up being a little lonelier than others, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a real story, I think.
Absolutely. And I say all my music comes from a very honest place that I've experienced, or I've known somebody and had a conversation with somebody and that inspired the song. But, you know, I think when you have the platform of music and storytelling, you know, I take very seriously what I'm saying. And I hope that I share it because I hope it helps people and brings people together. And if you're going to be lonely, let's be lonely together.
Let's be lonely together, right? Well, there's definitely a strong level of sort of honesty, integrity in your voice when you're, you know, telling the story. So that's a beautiful quality to have.
Well, thank you. I'm glad that translates.
Oh, absolutely. And you have a new single that, has it been released yet?
Lilac Lonesome Blues. Yes, it has.
Okay. Lilac Lonesome Blues. What can you tell me about that story?
Lilac Lonesome Blues. So I went through a period of my life. I lost about 8 people that year. And I think I was just kind of struggling with the loss and trying to find peace with it. And Lilac Lonesome Blues really captures that in the sense of things move on. Things change. And, you know, you have to find a way to be grateful for the experiences you have when your life goes in different directions.
Yeah, for sure. I would love to play a little bit of Lilac Lonesome Blues. This is Danny Place, and I'm Dawn Burns here with The Sauce on 88.1 WVPE.
Lilac Lonesome Blues. Starry eyes, blank skies, a golden tune. Hazy lights, empty flights, I still dance for you.
Danny, that was your song Lilac Lonesome Blues that has just been released. And this is part of an album that's coming out this year later on, correct? Called Wakes of Smoke.
It's a 6-song EP called Wake of Smoke, yes.
Wake of Smoke, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, where did that title and concept come from?
Gosh. Things just pop in my head, honestly. Like, it's like I see it in front of me, you know, and when I'm writing lyrics or a story or I'm kind of in a space, it's just like you have to catch it before it fleets your
right.
mind.
Yeah. Right. How do you record it? Do you just kind of like speak into the memo on your phone, or how do you usually?
Yeah, voice notes. I think I have like 400 voice notes.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's just one word, you know, or a concept. Or an image that I'm, you know, that I saw and I'm trying to convey.
Oh, that's a good idea. I have so many of those too, where I've got a little phrase and then I go back and listen to it. And at the time I was like, oh yeah, this is great. I've got to do something with this. And then I come back and I don't know what it is.
Do you write music?
Well, yeah, I'm working on writing an album myself. So I have a long way to go with it, but yeah, I've been working on it for some time now, and so we'll see down the line. I'll get it, I'll get it all recorded and published. In the meantime, I have to do better with the voice memos, and maybe I need a little more information when I do it.
Yeah, it's a huge lifesaver, especially like when you're, as you're writing, just to record the session, because you might come up with something and then three ideas later, you forget the one you really liked.
Yeah, right, right. There's, even with that, there has to be some sort of personal system of organization. I'm still working on that myself.
Yeah.
Well, I'm really excited to hear your EP. And there was something else that I find really cool about you. And that is that not only do you direct your own videos, and you have amazing, beautiful lighting and mood and atmosphere in those videos that I've seen. You also are, you're executive producing a branded content series. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
The most I can say about that is to go to my website and get more information on that. But yes, I am a storyteller across multiple mediums through videos, music videos, podcasts. And I like to say, like, through videos and like, you know, other types of audio storytelling, those are really a platform. I love to create openings for other people's voices, and music is where I like, you know, I get the opportunity to share my stories and my perspective and ideas about the world.
Okay. Yeah, that's exciting. I love that. So is it an interactive experience for those who would come to your website?
Well, interactive. Well, they'll be able to find, you know, a list of the projects that I've been working on.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Okay, that's good. Yeah. And you're working on a documentary?
I am working on a documentary. Yes. a lot of these things are in production and kind of still under wraps. But yes, hopefully that will be coming out next year.
Well, that's exciting. You have all these things on your plate. There are definitely different directions. I'm sure there's an underlying sort of theme that applies to your life. Because it comes from your heart and soul, and that's a really powerful thing to do. Danny, where can the people that are listening right now go to? Where is your website? How can they find you on the web?
It's dannyplace.com, D-A-N-N-I-E, place.com.
Right. That's beautiful. And I want to thank you, Danny, for taking the time to speak with me. We're excited for what's to come for you. I love to speak with young artists who have so much going on, and you're just barely getting started.
I am. But thank you again so much for having me. I
can't wait to hear
your music too.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I'll get it out there. I'll definitely be getting it out there. All right, Danny, thank you so much.
Just hold me, just me. I met someone new.
You just heard from Dani Place and her tunes Hold Me and Lilac Lonesome Blues. Up next, I sit down with local musician Colin Matafort of The Early.